Okay, so here we are with Ruth in our final interview to talk about how it all went now that the students have finished their projects. So Ruth, how did it go?
It went well. I say that a little. There's always with technology some good and some bad.
Right.
But in general, it went well.
Good.
I think as we go through, I'll give you more.
Okay, specific. That sounds good. So what did you think of your students' Web 2.0 projects?
So for the most part, the ones I've glanced superficially at some of them. I haven't delved into grading them because they're still in the time frame when they can make corrections.
Right.
Based off of other people's comments. So that part is the part that's not working.
I see.
And this comes off of a school concept, and it's out there everywhere, where we have to assess students based on formative assessments and then build up to summative. So I didn't want to immediately jump in and grade them. I wanted to give them a chance to make corrections.
Right.
That part's not working.
Okay.
They're not really going on and commenting because it's not worth points.
I see.
And I don't want to be watching that and having to say, that's just too much work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're struggling as students across the board and everything I've done in taking control of their own learning, knowing that ultimately all of these little pieces of learning will lead to knowledge and understanding that they can show at the summative level.
Right.
So that's a problem. So that really doesn't have anything to do with the design of the actual project we did.
Mm-hmm.
But in the design of the actual project we did, I think it was way better than what I was doing in the past. So that's a long way to answer your question.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Actually, it kind of does relate to the design of the project in that it sounds like, maybe in a future iteration, we'd have to build in something to engage them more fully in this formative assessment stage,
Right.
Get them
and
going
if,
back.
If I could find the answer to that, then I would be doing very well because we're all struggling at the whole school level.
Right.
With getting the students to take the formative seriously. But that said, I think they did a pretty, like I said, the superficial look, it looks like they did. I did personally go through the science-y parts of each of their projects that they had to submit to me in the storyboard format.
Right. And what did you
think
of that?
So we already caught some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed some of the comments you made were really good, though, on they just throw percolation data at you.
Yeah.
It's very clear from reading your comments that basically you have a nice way of saying, hey, you're just sort of throwing that percolation data out of nowhere, and it might be helpful if there's some context for it.
Right, exactly.
And one or two of them did do that. And that, mm-hmm. those are comments that I've already made to them,
mm-hmm.
but it's good for them to hear it again.
That's
now,
cool.
I have to remind them, they have, I extended it because of a tragedy that occurred among the students. And so it's not due this week, it's due the week after the final.
Okay.
So I forgot the date, November something. And so that's when I officially go in and grade them all. And
okay.
So I've got four projects that aren't even up yet.
Because
those kids are opting out of the formative, as they told me, and they're just going to post their final thing. And I guess they can do that. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So.
Right. So what were the students' attitudes or responses to the types of projects they were doing?
So I think the timing is off for them. And it's not with November 1st, they're all seniors. With November 1st is early deadline on applications.
Oh, right.
They're so obsessed with it that if I asked them anything right now about it, I wouldn't get a good answer. So I'm going to wait till after November 1st and hear their honest. So I can't answer that yet.
Okay.
So if you want to do another interview after that, I could do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Grade them maybe.
We'll do that. And what are your opinions about the different tools that your students used for these? VoiceThread, Isuzu, Pixton, video, blogging, etc.?
So I'm not sure anybody really did blogging, but they definitely did VoiceThread and Isuzu and Pixton. I love the Pixton. That's one of my favorites, but that's costly. And so we had to play a few games to extend our free contract with them. And then I probably can never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
That was more of the image of what I was hoping they would do, of taking their pictures and adding characters into them, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
VoiceThread, I glanced at one of them and it looked like they did a pretty good job with it. Mm-hmm. And Isuzu, they realized was the easy way to go.
Yeah, and most of them did that. Yeah.
It became very popular as the word spread like a virus through the class that, hey, guys, you could just take your whole thing and put it right there. but that's fine because I still had enough that did different ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
That I think they're hopefully going to be entertaining. And if they're really good, we can maybe even you know, put them out there to children. But that would be a next level. But I got to read them first.
That would be nice, yeah. So as their instructor, did you learn anything new or different about their misconceptions through the use of these tools?
It wasn't as much misconceptions as I never could see that they made the connections to what we did out there and succession.
Ah, okay.
And I certainly see, so I don't, they might have been laden with misconceptions, but in the old brochure format, when they actually came through with the brochure, it was clear that they didn't get what they were supposed to get. Whereas when I read the storyboards, it was clear here that they did get what they were supposed to get.
Right.
I was really happy with that part. And once I saw their storyboards, I was very happy. Now, on the creative aspect, and you and I had discussed this, how much do we need them to... That's why we left the Isuzu as an easier option out, so that the kids who don't want to engage in the creative aspect can still get the biology in an okay way.
Right.
And you can be creative on the Isuzu if your story's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. And the pages do still turn in a cool way, sort of like a Kindle, so that's nice.
But. Right. It's nice to give them a lot of different options so that, you know, they're not limited. Yeah, exactly. So if you had to do it over again at this point, how would you do it differently?
I'll know more. I think we're, the conversation that we had about the formatives are still difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have done assessments where I actually go and check that you've made comments and that you've posted comments, et cetera, et cetera. And I find that very, very difficult knowing everything else that's going on right now. For me to monitor as a teacher, you don't want to just generate more grading work for yourself. So I think that's the biggest weakness / flaw. But I'm really happy. I think I would do most of it very similarly.
That's good.
Maybe look into getting Pixton for a month, actually purchasing
it.
You can purchase it at a month at a time.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And see what the cost is and put it into the school earlier and say, hey, I'm going to do this project. Can we do this for a month?
Right.
But you got to do it in a timely fashion, so I didn't know about that.
Right, right.
And I think VoiceThread might become a problem for me, too. I don't know that that's free.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's free up to a certain number of VoiceThreads
right.
or something, yeah.
Good. I might run into trouble with that, too.
Do you have any thoughts about how the work that they've done here relates to the new AP Biology curriculum framework?
So it's not really inquiry driven. So I don't think it relates directly because this wasn't an inquiry, let's go out to the dunes and discover. And most of the new curriculum is focusing on that. But it's still the new AP Biology curriculum is still they have to learn biology. And so it's certainly a nice new way for them to approach understanding succession. Now, somebody might look at this and say, wait, succession probably isn't exactly a learning objective of there. But it's an ecological process, and in the big picture of ecological processes, interdependence and all that stuff, I think it does a nice job of putting that. So, I think one of the dangers of the new curriculum is everybody's going to get so obsessed on inquiry labs, and I could go on about that forever. But in the process, they also have to look to inquiry activities and still just good old activities that help students relate to the biology and share it.
Right. And I could really sense that in these projects as I was looking through them, that they really had, they evidenced a real feeling for the Indiana dunes and for the organisms that were there. And you could tell that they really had fun thinking about it and being there.
And that's what I never saw in the brochure. So that's the part where I say we did it. And that was my goal going in, that I could see evidence that they made a connection.
That's
for
great.
AP Biology, the real world is that these students live near the Indiana Dunes and they're all dying to go back. And when they go back, they had such a great day. This happens every year too. They usually, when there's something called Prairie State Exams, it's a 2-day testing that comes in April when as seniors they don't have to come to school for 2 days. And it's always nice weather. It's usually good weather. They often, I've suggested to them, hey, if you guys aren't doing anything in past class, go on together just to go back and have fun at the dunes. And a lot of them do. A few of them get together and they go.
Oh, that's great.
And then they come back and talk. We saw this and we remember this. So, that's nice if they do that. And they've done that in the past anyway. And I think this group, because they know what to look for more, will continue to see more.
Right.
Even as adults, walking with their kids.
Well, that's mission accomplished.
So in the big scheme, I want them to know natural things that are close by and to know that the Indian Dunes is so close and they can do a walk one day with their kids and teach it to them. That's a good thing.
That's great. All right. Thanks, Ruth. We'll do another one when you've finished with the grading.
Yeah, so that'll probably be 2 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.